Shalom l'kulam. I had the tremendous chus of spending this morning in Petach Tikva at the Ezer Mitzion headquarters and watching the meeting between a bone marrow donor and a bone marrow recipient. The actual bone marrow transplant happened over a year ago. For a year, they're not allowed to meet. And today they met. It was something that was very moving, very inspiring. I'd like to share, I was asked to share a few words, and I want to share those words with you. And one of the things that stood out, well, first I'll tell you, we all know the Chazal, that one who saves a Jewish life, ki'ilu hitzil olam male, you saved an entire world. And there's a medrash in Rus Rabbah that more than the balabayit gives to the poor man at the door, when you're giving tzedakah, more than the wealthy man giving to the poor man is giving even more to the wealthy man. So as much as the donor is giving to the recipient and literally saving his life, the tremendous, tremendous chus that the donor has to be saving a life is something that really is beyond words. And what was extra moving and special is that the donor is a Haredi yeshiva bacher. The recipient is a secular Russian. And the one who paid for it is a Dati Leumi family. So it was a really tremendous achdus. So we have two people who have no connection to each other whatsoever, really from different parts of the world, and different age brackets, is nothing in common whatsoever. And to see that they are an exact match, and a person is willing to be that donor to save that life of that stranger, is something that is very, very moving. And it really shows us what the Sfarim say, that the entire Jewish people are considered one body. And just like my foot is not jealous of my hand, and my hand is not jealous of my foot doesn't get angry. If I stub my toe, I don't get angry at my toe for getting stubbed. And this part of the body is not jealous and doesn't get upset at the other part of the body. That's how we Jews have to act. We have to act ba'achdus as one unit, as one body. And if the body were, God forbid, to reject an organ that's been transplanted, or reject any organ, so then of course the entire body is in a life-threatening situation. And that's what we find with the Jewish people. When the Jewish people are not getting along, our entire existence is in danger. And we find that the entire Shibud in Mitzrayim, but the parashos that we're reading, all started with the Sinas Chinam of the brothers of Yosef and Yosef. Then it continued into Egypt with Achen Noda HaDavar, where Moshe Rabbeinu sees Dasan va'Aviram fighting, and he sees the Sinas Chinam and the Lashon Hara. And then in next week's parasha, we see when the Jews start fighting with Moshe and complaining, that's what gives Amalek the right to attack. And Chofetz Chaim points out that throughout history, when the Jews are not getting along, in the times of Shaul HaMelech, they would lose the wars because of the Sinas Chinam. We know that Sinas Chinam destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, and Purim is not that far away. When Achashverosh is afraid to go along with Haman's plan to wipe out the Jews because they have divine protection, Haman says, no, yeshno am echa mefuzaru meforad. The Jews are pira, the Jews are not getting along. When Haman understood, when the Jews are not getting along, they don't have divine protection, and their entire existence is in jeopardy, and that's the time to try to wipe out the Jews. And just like the body that rejects an organ, where if the Jewish people, God forbid, reject each other and don't accept each other and don't get along, the entire Jewish nation is in jeopardy. And when the body embraces that organ that's been transplanted, when the body is getting along with itself, so then the body can be healthy and with Hashem's help, live a long life. And we find the same thing by the Jewish people. The Medrash says that the Jews left Mitzrayim because of four mitzvos, and one of them was that they didn't speak Lashon Hara. So kind of rather, they improved in this area over the time of the Shibud in Mitzrayim. When the Jews are getting along in the times of Ahab, even though they were terrible idolaters, they got along and they were able to win the wars. And we could only build a Mishkan and only build a Beis HaMikdash when we have Achlus, the tribe of Yehuda, the tribe of Dan, which were in different socioeconomic planes. When they get along, we can build a Mishkan and we can build a Beis HaMikdash. We want to receive the Torah in another couple of weeks, Pashas Yisrael. It can only be done by Achlus. When we're Ki'ish Echa B'Lev Echad, at the foot of Har Sinai, only then can you be Kabbalah the Torah. And that was the message and the instructions that Esther sent to Achashverosh. The only way that we can withstand and win against Haman and Achashverosh is Lech Knosos Kol HaYehudim. Go gather together all the Jews. They must be united. Only if the Jews are united through Avas Chinam can we withstand the assault against us from the outside world. And only then can we be Zocheh to a Binyan Beis HaMikdash, which we're waiting for. And as the Chafetz Chaim emphasizes so many times, if there's still no Beis HaMikdash, it's a sign that we haven't corrected and improved that which destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, which was Sinas Chinam. And we have to work together to get along and to understand that we all need each other and we're really one unit and we're one body. And that was the lesson that we saw today at Ezer Mitzion, the unification of the Jewish people, all strands of Judaism from all different places with all different beliefs, and we should be zocha to get along, and be zocha to be makabel the Torah, and be zocha to binyan Beis HaMikdash.